My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We have finally made it. We have made it to the other side. I believe it is Colin Cowherd that says, there are two seasons. There are football season, and then it is waiting for football season. We have now made it on the other side of waiting for football season. Yes, we got some appetizers with college football. We have some great college football this weekend. Baseball has been great here in Kansas City. The Olympics have been spectacular as well. The NFL is back, and it is starting today in Kansas City as the Baltimore Ravens come to Kansas City to play the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. That game kicks off later today at Arrowhead Stadium. We have a lot to get into. We are off early today because the Chiefs pregame. Special shout-out to those of you that are going out to the game later today. Thank you for having us tuned in on your radio dial. We appreciate you making us a part of your pregame festivities. We will get to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit, but you guys know how we got to kick things off today. It's giving you a chance to win a prize.
Pizza time on The Drive. Carrington, dial me up right now. Caller number 6 to 913-586-7965. Excuse me. They win a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They lovingly use 100% whole milk mozzarella, all organic tomato sauce with locally grown fresh ingredients, all made by KC guys who both know and love pizza. So whether you're in the mood for a whole pie or just a slice or two will be fine. Be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, T-A-S-C-I-O.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. I also need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends. If you're excited about the start of the NFL season and you also want some spectacular pizza to watch the NFL, the best place to do that is with us right here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are finally here. We are going to break this game down over the course of the next couple of hours. Let's start with this. This season, to me, is about doing something that no one has ever done before. The Chiefs, in my opinion, have been one of the greatest dynasties in the history of the league. The history books are filled with teams who have planted their flag to let you know that this is our generation, whether it was the Steelers in the 70s, the San Francisco 49ers in the 80s, the Cowboys in the 90s, the Patriots over the last 20 years or so. every generation in the NFL has that team that everybody else has to try to catch, that everybody else's success is measured up against, the team that you were trying to figure out. We played for you guys a couple of days ago the comments of Marcus Spears and how difficult it has been to win a championship if you are not on the Kansas City Chiefs. Very simply, the only pathway to winning a Super Bowl over the course of the last 8 years or so has been you either play with Patrick Mahomes or you play with Tom Brady. That's how great both of those individuals have been. But why I think this season is about doing something that no one has ever done before. Up to this point, there is a team that can say we have done what the Chiefs have done. There are not many teams, but there are some. There have been 8 teams in the history of the NFL to win back-to-back Super Bowls. There are 8 franchises that know the feeling that you have about being the best, being on top, having the anticipation and hope of catching that elusive three-peat. In college football, there have been 4 teams that have won back-to-back championships. The Georgia Bulldogs was that team most recently. There are a small, select, elite group of teams that have been able to say that we are back-to-back champions. There is not a single one that can say in college football at this level or the NFL that can say we have been the best team in our respective sport for 3 consecutive years. That's what this season is about, in my opinion. It is about doing something that no one has ever done before. And I think we know enough about Patrick Mahomes and the kind of student of the game that he's been. He's someone who is very mindful of that. We've seen the video and audio while on the stage celebrating his 3rd championship. He is already telling Chris Jones, I want to go back to back to back. How do you keep that same motivation? How do you keep that hunger? How do you keep the fire alive? It is having something in front of you that you can put on your resume, that you can put on your football checklist, that you did something that Peyton Manning couldn't do, that Tom Brady couldn't do, that the greatest quarterbacks and greatest players in the history of the NFL have been unable to accomplish. So, Rob, as we kick things off today, and we will get to the Raven side of this here coming up in just a bit, this season to me is about a couple of different things. It's about the return of Aaron Rodgers and can he get the Jets to being a championship contender? The Detroit Lions have a realistic chance of going to and winning the Super Bowl. There's a handful of about 3 to 5 storylines heading into the year. There is not a storyline bigger than Kansas City's pursuit for football immortality. If the Chiefs win this Super Bowl this upcoming season, they are the greatest dynasty in the history of the National Football League. We're talking about 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, and you went back to back to back. You are ahead of the Patriots. You are ahead of the 90s Cowboys. You are ahead of the Steelers of the 70s and the San Francisco 49ers of the 80s. If the Chiefs win this Super Bowl, and they are 20-something games away from doing that, they can call themselves the greatest team that we have ever seen before. That is a motivating factor to everybody in that room. That's a motivating factor to Patrick Mahomes. If you're Andy Reid and you want to make the argument that you are greater than Bill Belichick, that's how you do it. If you are Travis Kelce, while you continue to play this game, despite the fact that you are dating the most famous woman in the world and just signed a podcast deal that got you and your brother $100 million, you come back to play in games like this where everybody is watching. You come back to play in seasons like that where you have a chance, Rob, to do something that no one has ever done before.
It is going to be a microscope on the Kansas City Chiefs from a national media standpoint to which we have never seen. I was listening to Ross Tucker the other day on Cody and Gold when I was driving into work, and he mentioned how the Chiefs are kind of out of the Nationals talking storylines yet last year. Like weeks 7, 8, 9, 10, no one was talking Chiefs. It was kind of because they were going through their struggles, and then they kind of just came out of nowhere, and the national media was a little bit surprised. I would say I was a little bit surprised. I was down on the team last year. That is not a situation that's going to happen this year. Patrick Mahomes, in that moment you talked about, on the stage in Vegas, talking to Chris Jones, invited this level of scrutiny for every single game. Now it's it's more than just trying to win the Super Bowl. It's more than just trying to go back to back to back. The level of scrutiny, the microscope this team is under is something we may have never felt ever as NFL fans. And it's not just the cap. It's not just bad drafts. It's not the war of attrition. It's not injuries that have kept teams from three-peats. It is a little bit of everything, including the microscope they are under this year. I'm fascinated how the Chiefs handle it, because you could argue they are better suited for it than any team previous, because their tight end is dating the most popular woman on earth, because their quarterback's one of the, 15 to 20 most popular men in the world, because of the fact that they're a little bit of middle America. It's not like the New York Daily News is every day pestering you. It is a team that is equipped to handle all the outside noise, but don't get it twisted. This year, as they chase history, there will be more outside noise than ever before. We're going to be in week 6, and Colin Cowherd is going to say something. The text line is going to blow up. But it's not just Cowherd this year. It's going to be Cowherd, Parkins. It's going to be Nick Wright. It's going to be Stephen A. Smith. Every time the Chiefs play, it's going to be cowboy level of microscope behavior, and that could crack teams. I think this team can handle that.
There are a lot of teams that have their why we lost to the Chiefs story, or how Patrick Mahomes got away from us. Remember on Scooby-Doo, we wouldn't have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. Well, we would have got a ring if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of teams that have that story. The Eagles have that story. The Bills have that story. The Bengals have that story. Man, the Ravens should have beat the Chiefs last year. At least that's the way they are looking at it. The Chiefs didn't score on their final 9 possessions of the game. The Ravens are about to score a touchdown, and Zay Flowers fumbles the ball heading into the end zone. They ran 6 rushing plays for their 2 running backs in the game. Like, you want to talk about a team that has had this game circled and is coming to Kansas City with revenge on their hearts? It's the Baltimore Ravens. Sure, you can never wipe away losing in the AFC Championship game with a regular season win against the Kansas City Chiefs. And greatness is not defined in September. It is defined in January and February. But man, if you are Baltimore, they have been living with this loss for 6 months. Playing the what-if game, the shoulda, coulda, woulda game, we were almost there. If you want to talk about a team that has made a move directly to respond to the Kansas City Chiefs, you guys remember a couple of years ago where Von Miller went to the Buffalo Bills. That was to try to beat Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens saw what they did wrong against the Kansas City Chiefs and have decided to lean into it more and go get Derrick Henry. They were the number one rushing team last year in the NFL. For some reason, they called 6 running plays for their running backs. You go get Derrick Henry because you think he can help you win a ground and pound game late in the season. You go get Derrick Henry to give him the ball 15 to 20 times. He's not going to be sparingly used. The Chiefs are very familiar with Lamar Jackson. They are very familiar with Derrick Henry. This is going to be a team that you're not just going to see in September. This is also going to be a team you see whenever it gets cold. Coming up on the other side, we had Mitch Holtis on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said something that has stuck with me over the course of the last couple of weeks. I'll tell you what it is. We're getting ready for week 1 here on The Drive. Keep it locked in right here on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare. Compare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A couple of weeks ago, actually day one of making the switch over to 96.5 The Fan, we sat down with Mitch Holthus. And Mitch Holthus said a couple of statistics that have really stuck with me over the course of the last couple of weeks. And I'm so inclined to play it for you. Here is the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, the legendary voice. Here's some stats that Mitch Holthus told me a couple of weeks ago.
But I will tell you, the Chiefs are better. This is a better team than they were a year ago. Because I asked this question. We'll do this discussion again before the season starts probably. You think the Chiefs are going to go 4-4 at home? You think the Chiefs are going to go minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway? Think the Chiefs are going to have 45 drops? And the third level's open for business again? Just put all those things and put it and go, maybe not. Think they're going to have to face a December where they had to face five straight opponents with 9 or 14 days rest? No. I'm telling you, it's on. It's on. But the rest of the division will be better. I agree with that. But so are the Chiefs.
That was Mitch Holthus's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He makes some fantastic points about this team heading into this season. I believe the Chiefs are better at every position than they were a season ago, aside from corner. We talked a lot about corner yesterday. Now, they're not better at quarterback than they were last season, but running back-wise, I think there's a chance that they're better at running back this year. Isaiah Pacheco continues to be one of the better running backs in the league, but I do like Carson Steele. I think the addition of P. Ryan can be that Jerick McKinnon type that can catch it out of the backfield. We'll see with their offensive line. Their offensive line cannot be more penalized than it was last year. They were the most penalized offensive line in the National Football League. We don't have to talk about the wide receiver room. Their wide receiver room right now. Let's say the Hollywood Brown doesn't play a single snap of football this season. Their wide receiver room in week one is better than it was at any point than it was last season. You now know what Rashee Rice is. The return of Juju Smith-Schuster. You got Mecole Hardman here off the jump. Justin Watson. Their wide receiver room is already better than it was a year ago. You could argue that their tight end room is better because of a draft pick that you made and now knowing how to manage Travis Kelce's body a little bit better. We can go up and down this roster. I think the Chiefs are better and more complete in almost every single area than they were last year. I don't think they're going to have the lulls offensively this season that they had last year. With the great Patrick Mahomes, with the great Travis Kelce, and all the advantages that the Chiefs have as an organization, the Chiefs last season were 17th in points scored. By definition, the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs were below average offensively. You have now fixed that problem. I think we are talking about a team that is top 10 offensively and defensively. So if you can score and stop the other team from scoring, and you're also going to be well coached, and you got the best quarterback and best player in the game, you tell me how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It is going to take some combination of injuries to knock out the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to take you, the opponent, playing your A-plus or A-level game to do so, and it's going to take the Chiefs having a bad night. I think at the end of this season, we could be talking about the most complete Chiefs team that we've seen. I think the team that lost to Tampa Bay is actually the best team that they've had. They just fell apart at the end because of injuries on the offensive line. I think this team has a chance to be as good and as talented as that team if that wide receiver room comes together the way that we think it can, if that cornerback room develops the way that the Chiefs believe it can be. Rob, we are talking about one of the most complete teams that we've seen during the Mahomes era.
What Mitch Holtish has explained there, a fancy term for it is good regression. The Chiefs are too good of a team to be, what do you say, 4-4 at home? That ain't happening at Arrowhead ever again. Now, A, the schedule is just easier this year at Arrowhead than last year. But B, it's not happening again. Minus 11 in takeaways? Minus 11. Like, that would imply that the defense isn't taking the ball away from anyone, which last year's defense, despite all its greatness, didn't do that. And the Chiefs are going to hemorrhage the ball. That's not happening again. Like, those things are going to regress back to the norm, and you're going to see positive regression. I don't know if this Chiefs team is as good as that 2020 team. I agree with you. That team that lost the Bucks is the best version of the Chiefs I've seen. Maybe this team's not as good as that team, but this team has a chance to look more like the 2022 Chiefs, and the 2022 Chiefs were what? The one seed in the AFC, went to the Super Bowl and beat a good Eagles team. That's kind of what I think this Chiefs team can be, and that's why if you're the Ravens, and we've talked about it a lot this week, or the Bills, or any team, you have to be kicking yourself, because every stat Mitch Holtis laid out shows you that last year was the year to get the Chiefs. Their wide receiver room featured me, you, bums, scrubs, plumbers, whatever J.J. Redick said about Bob Cousy's era, it was those guys. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. It was 4-4 at Arrowhead, one of the more difficult places in the NFL to go win. They were 500 at home. That's not, everyone goes 500 at home. That's bad. The Panthers had two home wins. Like, that's bad by the Chiefs. Still, they won the Super Bowl. They were turning the ball over, right? We've never seen before. Kadarius Toney may have been playing for FanDuel last season, and it doesn't matter because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Mitch is right. Some of those stats are going to be positive regression, and you're going to see more normalcy in the Chiefs. The schedule, I don't want to get in the minutiae of the schedule thing with the December. Their December schedule also is weird again this year, but that's going to be the case every year when you're the Chiefs, but it's not going to be as brutal to his point, so there is a lot of reason for optimism, and some of that reason is just if the Chiefs get back to looking like regular, the Chiefs are going to be a light years better.
I think we know that the drops are going to be improved from this year than last year. I think that goes without saying. I think Mahomes is going to be better with the football this year than he was last year. I mean, last season, Patrick Mahomes was fourth in the NFL in interceptions. The only quarterbacks that threw more interceptions than he did last year in the regular season was Sam Howell, who is not a starter in the league, Josh Allen, who is a turnover machine, and Jalen Hurts, who significantly regressed from 2022 to 2023. So I expect the Chiefs to be a lot better at protecting the football because of Mahomes' mistakes, and they had plenty of other mistakes on their offense. I mean, there are only three teams that were worse in the turnover differential than they were: Atlanta, Minnesota, and Washington. All three of those teams changed quarterbacks at the end of the season. They also were tied with New England, another team that changed their quarterback at the end of the season. So if you were just looking at some very simple ways that the Chiefs are going to improve and be a better team this upcoming season, they were 4-4 last year at home. They were a 500 team at one of the most difficult places to play. I also just think they're going to be a lot better at protecting the football this season than they were last year. I don't expect those numbers to continue for the Chiefs. I want to take a little bit of a diversion here, Rob, and I want to ask you a very important question, and we'll get back to specifically the Chiefs here coming up in a bit. I am excited that football is back. You are excited that football is back. I want you to play the song for me, the music that when you hear this song, you instantly think football is back. Because I don't know what your song is, so I asked you to do this before the start of the show. You know, football is back. Some of you were driving to the stadium. You got your Red Kingdom playing. You got your Hood Go Crazy by Tech N9ne. I don't know what you're listening to get pumped up for the game. Rob, I want you to play the song that when you hear this, it screams football is back.
Carrington, I know the NFL's back today. We're all excited. The Chiefs are playing the whole deal. But before Roger Goodell went on a conquest to take over every day of the week, which, by the way, the Chiefs will play on every day of the week this year except for a Tuesday. Before that conquest began for Roger Goodell, that first Saturday when the CBS Game of the Week 2:30 SEC was there, it was, oh, we are back. Because, and we saw it last week, we grew up in the era where week one in college football was Missouri plays Murray State, Kansas plays Lindenwood, and Kansas State plays UT Martin. It's a lot of the same. But that week two, South Carolina, Georgia, you saw a random Alabama versus Kentucky pop up. There was a conference game, and it was usually a middling team at home against a power on the road. And it felt like game day was always there because it was the marquee game of the weekend. And you heard that song, and you just knew, woo, football is back. The NFL is tomorrow. Boy, am I excited.
I'm surprised that you picked a college football song because usually by week two or week three, it was basketball season for you for most of your childhood. So I'm just surprised that the song of the fall for you is a college football song because you haven't had that many enjoyable college football seasons in your life. That's the thing with UKU fans. You guys just got good a week ago, and now you're telling me these deep, eloquent stories about how you enjoy it's Saturdays in the fall. No, Saturdays in the fall for you were Target time. That's what it was. You and your wife, you went to Target to get the shopping done around 1 o'clock because your team was getting smoked. That's how you've spent most of your time. All right, I'm going to play you my song here. Text line 913-586-7965. Tell me the song that when you hear this, it screams, football is back. Rob, if you can you play my song for me? This song is appropriate for football is back. Rob, I see you looking puzzled at me. I see you looking confused. Let me explain why this song screams football is back to me. When you hear this song, you know Dak Prescott just threw an interception. He maybe threw a pick six. When you hear that song, play it again for me, Rob. When you hear this song, you hear Packers 24, Cowboys 13. We'll be back.
But you also hear this song when it's now no longer Joe Buck, but at the time, you'd also hear Joe Buck say, and they're getting the cart. You are synonymous with football when a player is hurt, when an injury has occurred. Come on now, this goes to break, and Greg Olsen used to be like, oh man, that doesn't look good. We'll be back.
It is always.
Yeah, it's the most grim song you could have picked.
When you hear this song on Fox, there's only a couple of outcomes. An interception has been thrown. Somebody's leg is broken. There's no in the middle. They don't play this when it's a 7-7 ball game on Fox. No. Your starting running back just broke his fibula. That's what happened. That's not good. We'll be back.
I mean, it's always that song is synonymous with pain and discomfort.
Someone on the text line says, I've never heard that song before. If you've ever watched a football game on Fox, you've heard that song a million times. I'm telling you, when you see Dak, watch on Sunday with Tom Brady, whenever Deshaun Watson in the third quarter, when he has 101 passing yards and two touchdowns, oh no, they're going to play it. That's how you know football is back, baby.
That, or you'll see, you know, Watson has a really bad passing day, and he gets to the sideline and spikes his helmet.
Oh,
and then
definitely.
That music fades out. It's like there's clearly some frustration boiling over with the Browns.
Slow
that
motion,
play.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Slow motion. You also want to know how I know football is back, and we'll get back to the Chiefs here in a little bit. You want to know how I know football is back? I know it, like, 6:54 on Sunday. I'll just be watching Sunday 60 Minutes. I've never seen 60 Minutes in April. Have no clue what they do on 60 Minutes in April. It could be the most exciting show. But boy, every October I catch myself watching 60 Minutes and I think to myself, man, this show's kind of good. I actually really enjoy this show. I actually really appreciate this show. This show's fun.
And well, I mean, in the same vein, you know the Fox Weekend lineup is going to show some promos for shows that are just trash. Ghosts this Tuesday on Fox. Why do we have this commercial? Young Sheldon back again. Why? Ooh. Why do we need that in our lives? Here's some random animated show that you'll be not watching on Sunday at Fox. Come on. I wish there was a way for these networks to just not promote their bad content during NFL games.
That's the best time to do it. That's the best time to do it. The best time to promote your new shows. You know what I'm not watching? I'm not watching The Equalizer with Queen Latifah. No, I'm not interested in that. CBS, you know I am not interested in that. You guys, let us know on the text line, 913-586-7965, what song you hear and it instantly transports you to football season. We're excited about football here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right, let's get back to the Chiefs. Let's get back to the Ravens. I do have another question to ask you guys. There is a stat right now regarding Lamar Jackson. And the stat is that Lamar in his career, the Ravens are 10-4 when he is an underdog. Now, the Ravens have been, I would argue, one of the five best teams in the NFL, at least in the regular season, over Lamar's career. There's some people picking them to win this game, but for the most part, a lot of people are predicting a Chiefs win. I am predicting a Chiefs win. I don't think you are coming into Arrowhead in back-to-back years on we won the Super Bowl day, and I don't think you're catching them. Think about everything it took last season for the Chiefs to lose to the Detroit Lions. It took an insane amount of drops for that to be the case. It took an injury to Travis Kelce and him not playing for that to be the case. It took Chris Jones being a fan at the game in order for the Lions to win. Now, the Lions went on to be a good team. They went to the NFC Championship game. They probably should have went to the Super Bowl. Salute to the Detroit Lions. It took a lot of things to happen in that game in order for Detroit to win. I don't think all of those things line themselves up today. But if you follow trends, if you believe this thing, and that's why I'm asking you this question, Rob, the trends say Ravens got a good shot at winning this game. I'm really torn, at least when it comes to how important this stat is, because there are a lot of teams in the league that if the Ravens were the underdog, you would jump all over it. They're playing one of the few teams that you kind of got to pause and hesitate and say, I don't know. I remember last year, remember the Christmas game? They went on the road and they played San Francisco. A lot of us thought San Francisco was the best team in the league and they were going to win that game. And the Ravens went in there and put it on the Niners and really got you to think that the Ravens could win the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, the Chiefs came through and stopped that. But the stat, Rob, is the Ravens are 10-4 with Lamar Jackson in games in which they are the underdog. Do you think that's something or nothing heading into tonight's game?
It's definitely something. Like, I know and I understand why this show has been talking about the Chiefs. The Chiefs are better. The Chiefs are going to do this. The Chiefs are going to do that. It's the Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champs, and they're opening the season by raising another banner. I mean, all the stuff. I understand all that. But, Carrington, don't get it twisted. The Ravens are a good football team, and they are dangerous. I know that they lost last night's title game at home to Patrick Mahomes because they lost their way and decided that their own game plan doesn't work. We're throwing it out despite it being a one-score game. But the Ravens were, what, the best in the AFC last year? They were the one seed for a reason. They got the double bye for a reason. They were putting it on people last year, including that game in San Francisco on Christmas Day. They didn't just beat the Niners. They beat the Niners. And they have the defending MVP. Like, this is not, we made college football jokes earlier. This is not you get your cupcake in week one, you raise a banner, and you party. This is not Michigan last Saturday. Hey, we get Fresno State, and it's a 60-minute party because we're the defending champs. This is a very good football team. And I think that stat is something because they have a good coach and they have a good quarterback. And good coaches and good quarterbacks tend to win games even when the odds are against them. And tonight the odds are against them, albeit just 3 points. I think there is something to that stat without trying to overvalue it.
I think it's something to the stat for this reason. I think the Ravens do something that translates on the road. The Ravens run the ball super effectively. They also play really good defense. Now, Rob, you and I have had enough conversations that I know you don't really value running the football and what it can do. But of any team in the National Football League, the Ravens were the best team at running the ball last year. We also would, in theory, think that they have improved at running the football this year because you have added Derrick Henry. No disrespect to Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, but when you add a future, we believe, Hall of Fame running back in Derrick Henry, you expect a boost in the run game, especially in short yardage scenarios. That RPO run pass option with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry could be one of the most dangerous ones that we have seen in the history of the National Football League if they can really get this thing going. So if you can run the football the way that the Ravens historically can run the ball with Lamar Jackson, and you're also one of the better defensive teams, it makes sense to me how in a game like this, where you are a 2-point underdog, 3-point underdog, you can give yourself the advantage by doing the little things correctly. Where I think the Chiefs have a major advantage in this game is these two teams know each other. This is the sixth time that Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes have gone up against one another. And the only time that the Ravens have won the game was a home game in Baltimore during COVID. So the Chiefs obviously know this team very well. They know Lamar's strengths and weaknesses. This team does have a little bit more firepower than we've seen some of the other Ravens teams. They got a legitimate number one wide receiver in Zay Flowers, who had a very productive rookie year. We talked about the addition of Derrick Henry. This is a good football team. I think the Ravens are making the postseason. I think they're one of the Super Bowl contenders in the league. I just find it really hard to beat a Kansas City team that comes into this game mostly healthy. I am picking the Chiefs every game this year if injuries are not a concern. They could lose, but if you were telling me going into it that the Chiefs get probably an A, if we had to give a grade on terms of health where they are, I know they don't have Hollywood Brown, but there's certainly enough cooks in the kitchen. There are enough wide receivers for this game. I think they're going to be able to manage the 2, maybe 3 weeks that you don't have Hollywood Brown. I don't see his injury as really crippling on why the Chiefs would lose this game.
I also think, and I agree with you, when the Chiefs are healthy, the Chiefs are probably the best in the NFL. But I think this game, and why that stat is something to me, is this game is a lot different than last year's opener. Like, Carrington, usually in the opener, and we talked about it last year, it's like the trendy up-and-coming, hey, watch out for, we think this team can take a step forward against the bully of football. Remember the year, the first year the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they played the Texans, and the Texans were a team that lost in the divisional round of the Chiefs, but everyone thought, Deshaun's back, they're going to be a threat. The Chiefs took care of business. It's usually that type of game. It's not, hey, the defending Super Bowl champs are taking on the best team in the AFC from last season. Like, that is not usually how it goes. Remember the Bucs when they beat the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl. They played the Cowboys the ensuing year in the opener. Everyone thought the Cowboys took a step forward. It's usually the plucky team we think's making a step. I don't think the Chiefs are losing tonight, but I could see a scenario where they do because the quality of opponent is just different than in years past.
Coming up on the other side, someone just texted in, hey, I really need you guys' help. FanDuel is offering a no-sweat bet and a 50% boost for tonight. There's actually a handful of boosts across the gambling apps. Rob, why don't we help some people out? You get a free chance to bet. The casino rarely gives you a bet-free coupon. Let's try to help you guys win a little bit of money. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, we'll get back to the game specifically coming up at the top of the hour, but I want to give you guys a chance to win a little bit of money. Now, some of you like to use the gambling apps. I like to dabble in them myself. if you are someone that likes to do that, boy, they are giving you every reason to with the start of football. They are giving you no sweat bet. So basically, for those of you that don't gamble, it means if you place a wager, let's say you think that the Chiefs are going to win today. You place a wager. If they win, they'll pay you your money. If you lose, they will give you your money back. It is a no sweat bet. So you might as well take the free roll today. So I've already loaded my stuff in. Rob, you've loaded your stuff in. I'll tell you guys specifically what I've taken later on in the show. But there are a couple of different boosts for today. Let's help people with that. There right now is a boost. It is basically double your money. You get Travis Kelce and Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. If either of them or both of them score a touchdown, you double your money. Rob, are you taking the Kelce and Derrick Henry boost?
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to say this. We were talking about gambling earlier this week in the office. And what I say, I said, boosts like this are sucker plays. I like to take, you know, it's like, oh, Justin Jefferson to have 90 yards boosted from minus 185 to plus 100. The casino knows what's happening, so I don't tend to take these. I tend to avoid them. They tend to be loser bets. Having said all that, I took tonight's boost. I took Kelce or Henry to score a touchdown plus 100. I just feel like Travis Kelce did not play in the opener last year, and he battled injury most of the season. We are now seeing him at full strength during the opener, and when he was at battling injury mode in the postseason, he made Kyle Hamilton look bad. I can't imagine when he's healthy it's going to not happen again. And the Ravens are not getting shut out tonight, and the way they score is not Lamar throwing touchdowns to Zay Flowers. It's King Henry gets to the goal line on third and two and powers home. So I historically think these are sucker bets, but I'm playing it tonight. I'm on it tonight, plus 100.
I am a little worried by this. Travis Kelce, the second half of last season, didn't score a whole lot of touchdowns last year. He only had five last season. Now, I don't know if he was ever fully healthy at any point last season. No reason to think that he's super banged up today. But Travis Kelce did not score a touchdown in the final six games that he played in 2023. I personally am staying away from this. It is probably the right thing to do, especially because you get the two best offensive players on both sides. But anytime they got a big bright sign that says, take this, I try not to listen to them. I personally would stay away, but Rob is saying to take it. They also have another boost today. They're giving you a no-sweat touchdown bet for every day that there is NFL action this week. So over the next 4 days, because, you know, they're counting Monday as this week, you get to bet on one player that day to score a touchdown. If you get it right, they'll pay you. If they don't, they'll give you your money back. Rob, for today's game, who is the one player that you were going to bet on? What's the bet you would make to score a touchdown?
Oof. So I am playing this boost, and here's how I would play. I'll give you my answer. I'm not trying to sidestep the conversation.
Here you
but
go.
But if you play this boost, you get four tokens.
Yep.
You get four. So you can play one tonight. You can play one tomorrow night for the Brazil game. You can
every
play
day.
One. You can do whatever you want. So for tonight, the way I would play it is I'm taking a long shot tonight to be a touchdown scorer to try to make some big money. So tonight I have first touchdown scorer. I have Rashee Rice plus 1,000, first touchdown scorer. I think a little crossing route around the goal line, Rashee Rice, touchdown, plus 1,000. If I lose, I get my money back. If I win, it's plus 1,000, so I'm making some nice money. I think you play a long shot tonight with this no sweat, and then as the week goes on, if you miss a couple of them, you get the no sweats, but then you got to be a little more strategic with your plays.
I think the best play with the no sweat touchdowns are, I think you have to play one first touchdown in each of the 4 days. And if you get one of them correct, it pays for itself. You just got to get, you give yourself four chances. If you take four chances and you hit one of them, you're good. And then anything else is a free roll, and then you can go and do whatever you want. So I think you have to take it. If you had to give me one touchdown bet for today, I also did take Rashee Rice to score the first touchdown. Just he's their number one wide receiver. It's 10-1 odds. Why would you not take it? I also like Isaiah Pacheco to score the first touchdown in the game. They get down in the red zone. They run the ball to him, plus 600, put 10, turn it into $70. I'm going to take Isaiah Pacheco, plus 600, to score the first touchdown of the game. I also don't think that Mark Andrews, if you want to bet on the other side, but I imagine many of you don't want to bet on the Ravens, Mark Andrews at 13-1 feels really good to score the first touchdown of the game, too. You know, if there's one thing you know about the Chiefs, boy, they love getting down early in these games. And they also never receive it. So Baltimore's going to get the ball first anyway. So if you want to take a Ravens play, I would suggest Mark Andrews at 13-1.
Would you be interested in Isaiah Likely? Because we had Tim Barblais on the show yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are high on Isaiah Likely. I'm not touching it, but I know a lot of people that are high on him coming into
the season. Isaiah Likely.
30-1.
Yeah, 30-1. Or if you just get him as an anytime, it's plus 550. Yeah. Like, plus 550 for an anytime. Tim Barblais on this show yesterday said he thinks Isaiah Likely is going to have a major impact on the Ravens this season. You know how you start making a major impact on the Ravens? You have a good first game of the season, the same way Sam Laporta felt like, oh, he's going to be something special after week one. I don't think that's a bad anytime play. But again, I get why people wouldn't be betting Ravens tonight.
And that is, you know, just trying to help you guys out here with a couple of different bets. You can fade the music down, Rob. Let me ask you this question regarding the Chiefs and the Ravens. So, Jared Wiley, rookie tight end. A lot of people are excited about him. Certainly understandable why people are high on him coming into the season. Do you think he can turn into Isaiah Likely for this team? Or do you think they have just too many different options? I mean, last year, Isaiah Likely had 30 catches for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's a legitimate number 2 tight end. You got Mark Andrews, who's probably one of the 5 best tight ends in the National Football League. And then you got a young guy in Isaiah Likely that at any moment you feel is capable to come in, step up. Also a mid-round pick. Isaiah Likely was a 4th-round pick, pick 139 back in 22. So the Ravens, they are very much like the Chiefs. They draft well. They develop well. They build and create depth very well for their roster. Is that kind of what you're hoping, at least in the short term, that Jared Wiley turns out to be, that he can be Isaiah Likely, who has proven to be a legit 1B or maybe number 2 to Mark Andrews as the 1A?
I think that's kind of the long-term goal, but I don't know he's that this year. I still think Noah Gray isn't blocking him from being that guy this season. Like, one of the reasons Isaiah Likely is a trendy name in the NFL is that he's a guy where you can see there's an heir apparent after Mark Andrews. When Mark Andrews got hurt last year, Isaiah Likely was good for the Ravens. Like, that is part of why people think he's next up. And I think Jarrett Wiley could be that guy in Kansas City, but just, it's the depth chart game, Carrington. I think he's behind Noah Gray. And if you're behind Noah Gray, I have a hard time believing that he can be Isaiah Likely this season. I believe that's the Chiefs' long-term goal, but I don't know he's that in 2024.
So we'll certainly see. I do think there's reasons to be excited about this rookie class aside from Xavier Worthy. I get the excitement for Xavier Worthy. First round pick, speedster, wide receiver, really fits what the Chiefs didn't have. I think they've created some pretty decent depth for them with their rookie class with Jared Hicks on the other side of the ball and also Jarrett Wiley. I think both of those guys have a chance to be contributors for the Chiefs this season. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes, we talked about the team aspect of it, that the Chiefs have a chance to do something that no pro or college football team at this level have done. There have been 8 teams in the NFL that have won back-to-back. There have been 4 college football teams that have won 2 consecutive championships. This is Mahomes' only pathway to being considered the greatest. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands.
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.